We are the city auf Flux FM und das Stückchen Kiss Me Honey aus dem 2015er Album Above Club. Am morgigen Dienstag spielt das Trio aus Kanada in der Kantine am Berghain bereits. Jetzt sind die drei von der Funkstelle bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über Fake Livestreams und von der Band vertonte Spielfilme. Wir sprechen über die Vorteile einer schnell produzierten Platte, finden heraus, wie die Band poppige Momente mit Noise und Störgeräuschen torpediert und besprechen noch vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich Hello and welcome to Flux FM. We are the city. Kane, Andrew, David.
Hello.
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 You're answering in a choir already.
We are answering, yes.
You haven't practiced, but that sounded great to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was our original band name, We Are the Choir.
Ah, see.
It was taken by a...
A choir,
believe it or not. there was actually many choirs that had that name.
There was no trademark.
We were like 60th on the list for the trademark.
Okay, that's a good idea. I mean, it's a good point to just change the band name into We Are the City.
Point, yeah.
I mean,
at that point, yeah.
Everything else would have been devastating. You'd still be like crying
in
the rehearsal room, like, oh, they've taken our band name.
They've taken our band name. And at that time, too, you know, we were mostly doing choral music anyway. And, you know, we felt that would never stand a chance on Flux FM. So we switched over to pop.
Yeah.
Kind of distorted pop music.
Yeah. And then you found the only radio station in the whole world that likes those signals. And it's us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And here we are. Welcome to Flux FM once again. We are the city. Circles have been closed. So, how are you today? Where are you coming from, actually?
From Vancouver,
okay.
Canada.
So this is the start of the European leg of the tour?
This is the very beginning.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. Just sleeping?
Yeah, we felt good. We slept last night and then woke up for a while and then slept again.
Cool. Mm. Yeah. That's a whole nother approach. I mean,
yes, we came a day early to try to beat the jet lag.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You know, so we did the 6 hours, then 6 hours awake, then 6 hours more. Sleep.
We've done it before where we flew in and then played two shows in that same day. And it was terrible.
Yeah, okay.
But it's kind of wonderfully terrible, you know?
Yeah.
Like you don't even know if you're going to be able to finish the set.
Yeah.
Which is exciting, but...
It must feel surreal, though. I mean,
yeah.
Kind of like as if you were on substances or something.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
It's pretty raw.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's a kind of industry term.
Oh,
raw,
yeah. You know? That's true. Now I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Their sound is pretty raw.
Yeah.
Which actually means they haven't rehearsed at all.
It just means they're well underslept.
Yeah, and a shitty live band.
They're really horrible.
Really raw sound. That rawness, man.
It's a polite way to say it. We, early on in our career, an older band gave us some advice. If a band ever plays with you that you don't like the way they sounded or you didn't like their performance, just tell them, you guys really did it. Or you guys really sounded raw up there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a Canadian approach, though. Like, the German approach would be like, yeah, it wasn't for me.
I didn't really
like that.
Yeah,
that's true.
I didn't really like that.
But in Canada, that's like, you would never, ever
say that.
No.
And there was a few good moments. That's something that I would say.
A few good moments.
There were a few good moments.
Yeah.
That's something that you say after a performance in the studio, right? And it was a few good moments, but I think we should do it again.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like one more time, please.
Yeah, that's very true.
Speaking...
Just one more in the studio that's a very studioism is one more for safety.
Yeah. Love it. I'm loving it. One more for safety. That's a good one. Speaking of one more for safety things and re-recording stuff, we have to talk about the new record At Night, because I've read that you haven't done too many second takes or you tried to not overthink the music on that record. Why was that important for At Night? And why aren't you continuing with that approach? Because I've read that the next album, R.I.P., is going to be like more polished.
Mm-hmm. So I'll try to be really clear because this is a little bit confusing. But we actually did R.I.P. first as a follow-up to Above Club, which is what Kiss Me Honey is from Above Club, which we just heard.
And now so it's less confusing.
Now it's like, okay, it's very succinct now. So we did R.I.P. first, and it took us the sort of average year and a half or so to write and record the record. But then at the end of that, we talked with our labels here in Germany, Symbus, and our labels in America and Canada, and everyone sort of agreed, it seems like really serious. R.I.P. seems very serious, and it seems like maybe it could use a little more thought into the song structure, etc. So we thought, yeah, you know what? That's right. And so we started to make some more songs for it. And then we ended up just in 2 weeks coming up with a whole other record, boom, really fast. And then we actually just mixed and mastered it ourselves. You know what? Let's just put this out first as a cool extra record. Yeah.
It's a warm up.
It's a warm up.
Yeah, cool, foreplay kind of.
It's a foreplay.
Yeah, foreplay.
Yeah.
And you know, most bands can never get to foreplay because they just want to get right to the main event. Yeah. But,
it's not
you know,
an LP, it's an FP.
It's an FP.
Yeah. Man, we've just invented a new format.
Yeah, FP. We want an FP.
I mean, EPs are over, man.
Yeah, EPs are kind of like, that's you know, that's old school in a way that isn't cool. But then, you know, then you got FP, and that's real for me.
Yeah, I really dig that approach. Yeah. And now everything's more clear than before.
Okay.
So thank you.
Perfect.
For retelling that story to the audience. But you try to rework on the songs for RIP, but then all of a sudden there's a new LP coming out, and it reminds me of the mixtape culture, kind of like, you know, right. Those hip hop guys.
Yeah.
As soon as they finish a track, which is a diss track maybe,
yeah,
and they have to put it out real fast because otherwise the other guy is going to be shot, or you know, he's not going right. to be in the business anymore,
or won't be diss track not as relevant.
Yeah. So this was inspiring for you too. Is that a culture that inspires you?
Diss tracks and hip hop.
No, the mixtape culture.
Oh, the mixtape. Well, I think that's cool about this one is that it is kind of fast, put out there, and you can kind of just do it really quick and capture a moment for a second. Where RIP, the next one, is very conceptual and a lot heavier. Yeah, like Kane was saying.
I felt like thought out.
Yeah, I really felt with At Night that it was sort of free. Because
At well, for one, the, it was, the FP.
FP, yeah. Yeah,
sorry.
At Night is the FP, the one that is out now. At Night felt really free because it didn't feel like we were trying to make this record that, you know, was going to be on people's favorite lists forever. You know, like the kind that you grew up with and it really changes your opinions on certain things or something like that. You know, everyone has records like that that they listen to. So with At Night, it just felt like, kind of like one of those diss tracks. You put it out and it's okay. When the next one comes, like, cool, there's some extra We Are the City songs and, you know, in the back of your playlist from At Night. Great.
Yeah.
But we weren't trying to make some sort of masterpiece.
Yeah. That being said, like, it really did turn into, like, the process for us really did turn into this thing of, like, rediscovering the joy of music.
Yeah, cool. That's like, what I wanted to ask. Yeah.
Like, it really felt like it just came together in a way that was very easy and fun, and we were kind of surprised by the entire thing because we didn't set out to do it
because the whole rule of diamonds are being made under pressure. It doesn't make sense anymore.
No, that's true,
because your diamond has been made with no pressure at all.
How did
that happen?
Well, and the other thing was too, I think that we rediscovered the whole theory that there's been so many songs written now, you know, in the history of songwriting. There are so many songs, there's so many bands, and there's so many bands that are better than our band. Like, you know, that's the reality. And so I think for us,
so down to earth, people. Have you realized how down to earth We Are the City are?
Well,
crazy.
No, but you know, there's a lot that everybody has a more favorite band than We Are the City as their, you know. And so I think we just realized, like, oh, let's just make some cool, like, songs that we like in this moment. That's the best thing we can do. We can't try to make the best songs ever written because we won't do it.
Yeah, and it's really hard if you're just partly trying to reinvent the wheel while making music, right? Because your sounds are innovative and it really sounds different than other bands, and I can feel that you put a lot of effort into that. But sometimes I think it's like just write a song. If it sounds a bit like the other band, doesn't matter as long as it feels good to us, right?
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time where we've spent years and years trying to figure out sonically what we want to do. So that groundwork is already done.
Yeah.
You know, so that I think that's also why At Night came together so fast, is because we had all these pieces from RIP that were already there.
And that didn't make it onto RIP.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then they didn't make the cut.
There were seeds.
Cool. See, this is how you do it. We Are the City. You've just told us how to do it.
That's
jetzt können wir mal reinhören in einen weiteren Song von der neuen Platte At Night. Und zwar hören wir When I Dream of You, We Are the City auf Flux FM. Wir reden gleich noch ein bisschen weiter über die Herangehensweise der Band und auch über Fake-Livestreams und Spielfilme, vertonte Spielfilme aus Norwegen. Vorneweg aber, wie gesagt, When I Dream of You, We Are the City auf Flux FM. We Are the City, nochmal auf Flux FM mit When I Dream of You. Ein Liedchen, das nochmal ganz schön unter Beweis stellt, dass We Are the City gerne mit Verzerrung arbeiten. I just told the people that the level of distortion in that song is like just the right amount for Flux FM, but it's a bit too much distortion for the other radio stations, maybe.
We're learning that.
Yes, we've learned that. Actually, one of our labels said that some other radio stations couldn't play it because they were worried that people listening to the radio would think that their devices were broken.
Oh, man. And I love you for that. I mean, my advice would be not to change anything because, I mean, there's this one guy that I really love, and he has this nice metaphor of the mainstream and you as an artist. And he said the mainstream is just a river that has, you know, its curves and everything. And you as a band, you can try to emulate these curves and go with the mainstream. But the better thing is to just go for a straight line. And there's going to be like a moment where the mainstream is going to hit your straight line and you can swim with it. And you know,
mm-hmm. Unfortunately,
you barely understood it. Although I was like,
no, I do.
With the gestures and people in the radio, in front of the radio, are like, what's he talking about?
No, it's good.
No, and then sometimes like that, I mean, this is a little bit different than your analogy, but sometimes if you're making a little bit of your own path, that becomes a river.
Yeah.
Like the river can change.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
But I really love the fact that you're working with so much distortion, and it makes me feel as if you were like, I mean, it's naive maybe, but for me, the feeling is there's a band that it's really in the business for the art and for the music and not for the business part of the whole thing and not for the money. Because if you were in it for the money, you would use less distortion than people would play it on the radio.
Yeah, it's like constant self-sabotage on our end. Like,
yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. And everything, like the live stream, the film in Norwegian, there's just that one thing.
Sure.
And I mean, I think we do love that about ourselves, but there's another element of like, oh man, can we self-sabotage for the rest of our lives?
I think there's one simple word for that. It's called agony.
Agony.
when you realize, oh shoot, I did this to myself.
Why is the record not in the charts? Oh shit, we've lost the whole thing because we've used too much distortion.
We decided to have it not be there, I guess.
No, I just want to reassure you that there's one radio station in the whole wild world and one presenter on that radio station that particularly loves you for that distortion.
So incredible. Dankeschön.
Well, please keep on doing it.
Yes,
now, we've mentioned the film that is in Norwegian called Violent. It's a song. It's a film that's based on your music or on your LP, but the film itself doesn't use music from the LP. There's an extra score for the film. Andrew has directed the film, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's another crazy idea out of the We Are the City cosmos.
Yeah, there's a little book that we make that every page is something different. It's not a real book; it's a fake book.
Yeah, yeah. I got that though.
Yeah,
but I really think it's one of a few really brilliant ideas surrounding the We Are City band, and it seems as if it was part of the concept that you're not just putting out an LP, but there's either going to be a film that's going to be in Norwegian, which is the self-sabotage part, I guess, once again.
Yeah.
or are you doing, you're telling people, you can watch us recording the LP in a live stream. Then you send the live stream a few hours after you send it, you're going to be like, it was fake. Sorry. Wasn't that even us?
Or weeks later.
Yeah, we did it for a couple of weeks. It was, it's all fun. Like at the beginning of every weird path that we've taken, every river we've gone down, there's like this real, you know, it'd be a fun idea.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And so, it's been a journey, a fun journey. And now we're doing like the two album thing, which is a little more conservative, but
the FP and the LP.
FP and then the
I'm so glad
LP.
That we've established the FP, really. I'm like, this is a proud moment of my day.
Yeah.
Good. It's a Monday and I've invented a format together with a band from Canada.
Yes.
In a language that isn't even my mother tongue.
It is great. It is really great.
Thank you.
It is good. It's very, very funny.
Let's applaud ourselves a little bit.
That's like golf applause.
So, RIP is going to come out in March or something like that. Are there plans for the release date?
Well, you know, we really do have to see. We have to wait and see because we're still, as it turns out, we're still working on it.
Oh, right.
We thought we were done, but as it turned out, the record was not done with us.
We are really hoping to be finished it tonight at our hotel room. We have a little makeshift studio that we've set up there. And tonight we feel we may finish.
All right.
While we're still jet-lagged, we might as well spend the time through the night
to create some raw recordings.
Yeah, some more rawness.
Feel the rawness, people. Yeah. We are the city up back.
Yeah, no, hopefully it'll be a bit more than...
You know what? It's nice that we're doing it here, finishing it off here. We get like a little bit of a Berlin flavor on the record because the rest of it was just Canadian flavor, which is so polite, maple-y or something.
Yeah, it's so okay. Yeah. So syrupy.
All of a sudden, there's this fat 808 bass drum underneath every song.
Exactly.
Because they finished it up in Berlin and it goes
yeah. yeah, exactly. It's just some sort of echoey, like deep vocals in the back.
I'm buying it. Yeah. I'm already buying it.
Yeah.
But how important is the fact that you're always having crazy ideas when you record or put out another album? Because I know that bands who've played together for like 10 to 15 years, sometimes the whole circus gets boring, right? Write an album, go on tour, come back, say hi to the family real quick, then go back to the studio. It's a circle that can get annoying as well. So are you trying to avoid that with the crazy ideas? Or is it just because you're crazy people?
Yeah, I think the crazy ideas, it creates a weird thing for us where once we actually get behind our instruments again, sometimes it's been like months.
Mm, cool.
Because we've been working on this weird thing that has nothing to do with music. Mm-hmm. You know, hiring an actor to come act in our live stream and freak out and break some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And so when we actually get behind our instruments again, it's, oh man, this is nice.
This is a guitar.
Yeah, and it keeps it fresh.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So the music side of it never gets boring for me.
And, you know, the recording side as well, like we almost do it all at this point. Not the mixing necessarily, but even now with At Night, we've done all the mixing as well. So we are always taking on a new challenge and trying to keep it kind of as close to home as possible for the sake of hanging with family, keeping family involved, but then also like really treating at this. This is our first tour where we were talking and saying, man, this is a huge treat. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. It feels like just an awesome like vacation where you get to jam like every night. It's just so cool.
Well, and that's, it's interesting that you say that. Like, I really do think it's about keeping us excited. And like as a response to the way music and recorded music is going, we thought like, let's mix our own record.
Yeah.
Can we do it? And then we did it. And I think.
And it's too distorted.
It's too distorted. Well, it's bound to be.
I mean, we'll be the first to say it doesn't sound incredible, but it's on a path to, you know, learning how to do more and being excited.
You know, the one wise man or woman once said that it's better to fail with your own stuff than to fail with something that's been a compromise already, you know? Because then you can always blame it on the other person.
Yeah.
And it sucks more to fail with something like that. Mm-hmm. So keep on doing what you do, please. We are the city. Even though there's two distorted songs. As a result, like to get it right, you have to get it wrong sometimes.
Oh yeah,
that fits like to the conversation that we've just had.
Definitely,
yes, that's true.
If you want to see the craziest distortion you've ever seen, come to Burgein Cantina tomorrow night because that we open with that song and we're running the track of the song through this board and it's there's like feedback within itself and it gets to a level that's just nuts.
Sure. It's very German. It's very German.
Sure, because you just can't play like a song in a normal manner.
No, definitely
it's
not.
It's impossible for you guys
impossible.
Or what?
I feel at this point, we feel like it's the most distorted our show has ever been.
And will ever be, I think.
But I don't know how it could be more distorted, but I would have said that 10 years ago too. Like, I don't know how much more distortion we could get. And now look at us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you want to be freaked out, come out tomorrow.
Historical.
There's people in Berlin who are like super in love with those guitar drone sessions. So they're used to a certain level of distortion.
Well, that was actually, we based that song off of Rosternoten. Is that the name of that label?
Yeah.
That all the artists on that, you know, Raichi Sakamoto and some of those artists that get these really great drones. That's what we
see.
We were really inspired by that when we went for that distortion and to get it right.
See? Yep. If you're into drones, check out the music, not the flying thing.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, but you never know. We could have some flying drones at the show, too.
Wow. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Let me give away some tickets real quick for that show.
Yes,
because I think people are hot now. We've talked them into the show already.
With all that foreplay talk.
Yes. And the FP is going to be presented.
Yes.
030 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft hier an bei Flux FM unter der Telefonnummer Berlin 2000 9000. Wer durchkommt, wird von meiner Kollegin Julia Oberloh auf die Gästeliste geschrieben für We Are The City. Morgen Abend in der Kantine. I'm Berghain. Boys, it was a great pleasure to be talking to you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you.
As soon as you've finished some new stuff or as soon as you know the release date for RIP, you let us know. And if you have a crazy idea that's going to need some Berlin support, you let us know. Maybe we can help you out with some crazy stuff.
Okay, we'll be back.
Because we're crazy too. We are the city. But to get it right, you have to get it wrong sometimes. Auf Flux FM für die Tickets. Ruft an unter 030 2000 9000. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.